We just listened to our last Yali Fellow profile. That was Fatima Ba, part of the 2019 cohort that participated at Clark Atlanta University this past summer. I'm joined in the studio by the director and person responsible for the program at Clark Atlanta University, Dr. Mesfin Bazuna. Dr. Bazuna, welcome to the Local Take.
Thank you.
Could you please share how the Yali Fellow program came to be at Clark Atlanta University?
Yes, thank you. Well, I happened to have a meeting at the Reagan Building in 2012 with colleagues from USAID and the State Department. And that topic came up that President Obama has an idea how to really make an impact before he leaves office. And that idea was what we call today the Mandela Washington Fellowship Program for Young Africa Leaders. So from that meeting, I came down back to school. And a year later, I was contacted to contribute for a concept paper about some of the programs through USAID office. I had a colleague of mine, in fact, one of them was a former classmate of mine in graduate school, and I did. And since then, CAU came into the picture, and they never let us go. They contacted us all the way to the steps and finally up to being invited to apply for the program.
And now other universities have kind of come and gone, and some have not lasted throughout the duration of the program. What is it about the program at Clark Atlanta University that has had such a lasting power through the program and a lasting impact on the students?
Well, a number of factors, but mainly the first one is actually the School of Business at Clark Atlanta and the university at large. So we got really a support from the president's office down to the dean's office and to the faculty member and everyone that was participated in the program showed full support, and we let the State Department know how serious we were. And the fact is that we are smaller, it was an advantage to really to come together to show that support, and I think that paid off.
I know that you mentioned this started under the Obama administration, but what did you hope was going to come out of the program? The students come from all over the continent of Africa. You know, they matriculate here for about 6 weeks. They meet with business leaders all over the region. Some say that this is actually a soft diplomacy program for building a favorable relationship, you know, with all of these young leaders. What do you hope comes out of this program?
Well, that's correct. I think this is a soft diplomacy. Now, the origin of it, just to give a little background, into 2012, both President Obama and the First Lady had convened 3 days convention in the White House and invited young leaders, women and men from Africa, and basically they asked them, what is it that you want us to do? And these young leaders, in fact, there were 7 presidents, and they indicated one thing you could do is train our young leaders. In Africa, there's so many young and talented people just on the street, not really having much to do. And President Obama said, that's exactly what I will do. But from the African side, is actually basically they want to train their young leaders in something that is useful, that is applicable. Now, from this side, from the Obama administration, from the State Department, definitely this was a long-term impact. They want to make an impact. And, you know, there is so many other explanations to this. Definitely, the overriding factors why U.S. taxpayers are paying for this program and why it is developed definitely has some implication for long-term diplomacy to make sure this young generation are exposed to the American way of doing business. Not only businesses in civil society and management. There are three areas in this: business management, civic management, and public management. These are the three areas that we call YALI today. And we just happen to implement only the business entrepreneurship portion of it.
And I know that I mentioned this program has been, you know, very favorable and has continued throughout the length of the program. And part of the reason when we talk to the YALIs, the young fellows, is because of the businesses that you all are able to bring to the table, you know, from Tyler Perry Studios to UPS, Coca-Cola. I mean, all yes. of the Metro Atlanta Chamber, everyone comes out to support these young leaders. So for business concerns in the area that may want to get involved with the YALI program, how can they become involved?
It's a good question and very important at this stage of the program. This has been the 6 years, and everybody is wondering what's, you know, it has been 6 years. Are we seeing anything that's really coming out of the program? And the answer to that question is yes. We have, believe it or not, we have a YALI office in the School of Business, a physical office in first floor, which is called YALI. And we have a YALI team, which consists of the dean's office. We have a faculty advisor, whom you know, your former professor, Ed Davis. And I'm the director, and I have a person, we have a person who deals day-to-day on this basis, Dali Tamwe, of course, you know. And we have a physical office. We are present, so anybody who is interested actually could make a request, make appointment, what they want, so that we can prepare and visit us in the School of Business. And we'll be very happy to provide all the linkages, contacts. We have them. We have 150 fellows we have trained in the last 6 years. So we have plenty of them all over Africa.
I think that's wonderful. It's been a great program, Dr. Pasuna. And as you mentioned, I am a graduate of Clark Atlanta University School of Business. And I am very pleased to welcome Dr. Udoka, who is our dean at the School of Business. Welcome to the Local Take.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So now, the School of Business, you are relatively new as the dean there. Can you share what is your vision for the School of Business? Why did you take on this challenge?
Thank you so much. Very important question. The School of Business, as you know, has been a beacon in the business world for a very long time. And we enter this school at a very critical point, that we must do everything possible to reignite the preeminence of the school. So for that reason, my vision is really to reach beyond what has been done before, to create, cultivate, disseminate knowledge so that we can reignite the passions that created this school, that gave it the preeminence, and bring it back to where it belongs.
I love that. And as you mentioned, you know, Clark Atlanta University, the School of Business, was known for a long time as the number one school for people of African descent to receive MBAs. And people who got MBAs at the School of Business are all over the world. I mean, literally in corporations, organizations all over the planet. What does the future hold for the School of Business? You know, what is enrollment and recruitment like? What are alumni donations like? What's going on right now?
Again, a very important question. Series of questions. I'll take them one at a time. You've pointed out the alums of the business school are all across the globe. I think what we have to do is to intentionally engage these alums to help in the growth of the business school. We have to realign our curriculum to make sure that we are relevant, to make sure that we engage our corporate partners properly, to ensure that our students, when they leave here, are career ready. I think that is essential in looking at the future. One of the things that I've found since I took on this position, it's been about a year and a half now, is that as I speak to corporate partners, to potential donors, one of the questions they ask is, what is the percent of your alumni giving? That is standard. That's standard practice. And unfortunately, it is not where it needs to be. That just says that we as a school have to do a better job of engaging our alumni. We are not here to blame alums, but rather to do our homework to ensure that we reach out to alums, to ensure that we have programs that alums are proud to contribute to. And these are the things that we are putting in place to make sure that we move forward in the right direction.
Now, you mentioned about the realignment, and one of the things that we see every day is that business and tech are really converging almost. How does our curriculum, you know, change or realign, as you mentioned, to support this new reality of what business is becoming? Because it's still evolving. It's still an ongoing process.
Absolutely. What we are looking to do in the school, and this is where the faculty comes in. The vitality of a school like the School of Business depends on how what research faculty is engaged in and how that research translates to the classroom. You are quite right. Business today and technology are aligned, and we, in delivering curricula, must align as well. One of the challenges that I've thrown out to the faculty is that we have to, ultimately, for every course, has a corporate mentor. What that means is, ideally, each course could have a corporation that has businesses around the topics covered that would show as we go through the semester in some fashion, physically in the classroom, by video, students, the relevance of what we're teaching in the classroom. Ultimately, that's my aim. I hope the faculty will come along, because in order to remain relevant, we have to do that, and do that to make our students marketable.
And so now you mentioned being relevant, and there are lots of programs at Clark Atlanta University School of Business. There's a teen MBA program in the summer, the professional executive MBA program, undergraduate programs, and there's the research and innovation lab. What kind of students are we looking for, and how can folks listening find out more information about what's being offered at Clark Atlanta School of Business and how they can participate?
We are looking for the brightest and the best students to come to Clark Atlanta University, and specifically to the School of Business Administration at CAU. Some of the things that as I go around and speak to high schools, middle schools, parents, there is a tendency for students to think that, well, I'm coming to the business school, I do not need math much. What I tell the parents and the students is that you really have to be very well adept in mathematics, because a lot of the things we do in business is based in math. So we go out and we have to set the expectations, because I've spoken to students, in fact, in the short time that I've been here, that tell me, well, I did not know there would be this much math. I want to change my major. I encourage them, of course, to seek help, because we have resources on campus that would help students get through that challenge. But we want students who come in at least with a level of math competence that allows them not to struggle through our programs, that allows them to actually enjoy matriculating through our programs and graduating with a good GPA, that they have careers. Because ultimately, what we do here is to prepare students for careers. If we just prepare them for degrees, we have not done our jobs. So we look for students to come in prepared with the minimum level of competencies so that we could accelerate how we get them to where they need to be.
Dr. Yadoka, Dr. Basuna, I want to thank you all so much for coming and sharing this information. And math is a wonderful thing. It's not subjective. So do your math.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here.
Thank you.